Don't math at me, sir. Don't math at me.
I'm having a thought. It's coming in clearly now.
The dad jokes stay in.
I call this podcast to order. I'm Ken.
And I'm Ellen.
And together we are Notoriously Unreliable.
Oh, man.
We're back, everyone.
Hey, Ken.
Oh, hey, Ellen. How's it going?
I'm not feeling so well, Ken.
You sound like you're under the weather.
Yeah, I really... Well, yesterday, as you know, was Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and long story short, I ended up eating 4 pounds of cherry Starburst.
Whoa.
I was trying to prove a point.
That's... That is a lot of cherry Starburst.
Yeah, it is.
I still have some nerds left.
It looks like I'm throwing up blood.
Oh. Oh,
that's the sound of Ken getting his nerds out of his... Get right up on the mic.
I got,
and chew.
Four of these in my beard now.
Ow. Oh, God.
What's wrong?
Well, as you're chewing your nerds, I've noticed this bright reflection coming off of your teeth.
What? Oh. I do like to keep them shiny, except when they're purple nerds stuck in them. Oh, no, nice.
Now they're all over the place. Oh, man.
A little nerd catastrophe.
So far,
here.
Ken is a total shit show over there.
Nerd catastrophe is the subtitle to our podcast now. Thank you.
It's very apt.
These nerds are great.
Well, that was the big news of the week for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can eat taffy now.
Yeah, Ken got
his
braces
off. Too bad I don't like taffy.
It's kind of freaking me out, if we're being perfectly honest. They're
really?
Like, it's too much.
That's what Hillary said. Take a drink. Yep.
I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to help you out, Ken.
Yeah. I'll put my braces back on.
I have a hot glue gun.
Okay. I like where this is going.
I have a hot glue gun and some bedazzling gems.
Yeah, okay.
You just stick them right
on
your teeth.
Ooh, there we go.
And instead of braces, you can have little fake rubies and emeralds and shit.
Yeah, they call it bling. Sometimes a grill, if you will.
I will grill.
Okay.
On the 4th of July.
Good idea.
Because that's America's birthday.
Also, the weather's usually nice in North America then.
Yeah, speaking of the weather.
Yeah.
Hey-o. It was just mere months ago we were complaining about how we were all dying from the heat and being on fire.
Right, the whole state being on fire.
And now we're drowning.
Yeah. Apparently... God really does hate the Halloween.
God's really got it out for us.
Because at least in Oregon.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, we had 2 inches of rain.
Oh my God.
In the period of a couple hours.
Yeah. It was like the heaviest rain I can remember.
Yeah. It was super, super heavy. Thankfully, everything was so dry, it mostly just soaked it up.
Yeah. The sewage that dumped right into the Willamette River.
Yeah, except for
I feel like I've been hearing about them since I was like 15 years old. It's been like 20.
No, you have, yeah.
Yeah, it's been like 20 years, and that's just me, my experience.
There was a very large project called the Big Pipe that they put into...
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, they tried to increase the capacity of the sewer system... Mm-hmm. When especially for these rainstorms and that sort of thing.
So we don't get poop in our river?
Yeah, but it apparently just gets the poop to the river faster, I guess.
It's a more efficient
poop delivery system. It's a big pipe instead of the little pipe that was shooting poop into the river before.
That's my GGL and cover band. Yeah,
that's my ween cover band.
Yeah,
big poop pipe.
Yeah,
the big pipe.
Oh my God,
that construction project took years. I mean, digging things up for years.
Still and just dumping.
Does still just
treating
puts poop
the,
right
river
in the river
like a literal toilet. It'll go out to the ocean. It's fine.
Yeah, a lot of people. Well, the original sewer system in Portland. Oh, here's a history fact for you.
History.
I don't mean to step on any history podcast toes, but
well, we don't know anyone with a good one of those.
Well, I'm not going to shit on anybody else's podcast, but
I will.
Okay,
I have no shame. I don't care.
But a lot of the sewer system in Portland originally was the what is called a combined sewer system, where street runoff and toilet flushing all goes into the same pipes.
Well, as a casual observer, not knowing much about city engineering, that sounds like a fucking terrible idea.
Apparently, it just directs the poop to the river on occasion.
Uh-huh.
And that is occasions are pretty frequent.
Yeah.
So they started separating it, and over time, it's like becoming better in theory,
yeah.
But also the city is getting more dense and more people are flushing their toilets more, so
all those Californians
poop.
With their vegan food.
And loads of poop.
And loads of poop.
So
people get a lot of fiber. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, not really. It doesn't plug up the pipes. It just shoots right out into the river. Marty's going to have to cut all this out.
Great. Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to go back to eating nerds.
Yeah, that was better. When you were spilling the nerds all over the place, that was kind of better than what the poop talk.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got my braces off.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I can actually I can eat taffy. I don't like taffy. I can eat candy corn. I don't like that.
You don't like taffy.
I can eat caramels. Not a big fan.
Was popcorn the thing you could?
Yeah, I couldn't have popcorn before. And actually, the one thing that I was looking forward to, I have not had a chance to really like to partake of a goodly amount of popcorn yet.
Okay.
But I am hoping like that we can go see a movie or something, Hillary
right.
and I, and then I will partake. I'll just have a bunch of popcorn.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a great idea. I used to work in movie theater myself, actually.
Oh, really? Which one?
It was the Clackamas Town Center Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Before they tore it down and made the gigantic one that's there now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the old days when it was kind of just by the food court.
It was you couldn't even get to it through the food court.
Oh,
okay.
It was
like outside in its own special little cubby.
Yeah.
And it was basically like an elbow. Like, you had the lobby,
uh-huh.
It did a turn, and there was one hallway with six theaters, and that was it.
Yeah, I saw several movies there back in the day.
Love that movie theater. Sad it's gone.
Yeah.
I worked there.
What are your thoughts on the new one?
It's a good theater. It's fine.
Yeah. How long did you work there?
It doesn't have the same charm, but maybe, like, less than a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were in my days of jumping from job to job.
Yeah. Did you see a lot of movies while you worked there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you like about working there? Like,
oh, God.
Throwing popcorn
honestly,
at people?
Honestly, like, working in a movie theater the pay sucks. But
yeah, I imagine it's kind of entry-level.
Very minimum wage.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as, like, my favorite job, just based on the job, definitely the movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
just for what you had to do on a daily basis.
Yeah, so it's like the people come in, like there's like a half an hour where you're selling all the popcorn and all the candy and shit.
Right, the rush.
The rush. Then everything's dead.
The movie starts
kinda,
and
you just
kind of
clean
quiet.
Up and do other random bullshit.
Mm.
All the movies get out, you clean up,
yeah.
And it starts over again.
Yeah.
And it's fine. And there's
did
lots
you,
of time to
now,
like, just
did,
kick it.
Did you mop the floor in the movie theater?
Oh, no.
What was there? Did somebody do that?
You know,
because I would go into movie theaters and some of them are just so sticky on the floor and I'm like trying to gauge, like, they must clean it at certain intervals,
they
right?
Probably do. I think they brought in like professional cleaners for that stuff.
Okay.
The 18 to 20 year olds with the brooms just did the brooming. we just cleaned up the trash.
That TV show something about or what was it called? My Name Is Earl.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
I did. I missed that one.
It took place in they sort of lived in a motel.
Okay.
And he asks one of the cleaning ladies that they befriend. How often do you clean the comforters? And she says, I've only worked here 6 months. I don't know. That just kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
the comforter covers in hotels are gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I think I've seen a 2020 expose on that.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah. Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs?
Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs comforter?
No, he was on 2020.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know the cast
him
of 2020.
And, Margaret Thatcher, I think.
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody else I could think of is 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
My grandparents watched 60 Minutes. I never watched...
That was the... Barbara Walters.
Oh, yeah.
Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Weirdly, I liked 2020 as a child.
Well,
figure that one out.
I don't know. Maybe your grandparents were 2020 people.
Could have been. Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody was.
Somebody. These nerds are great.
You seem to be really enjoying them. Are they just are they just the grape nerds?
They are purple flavored nerds.
Purple. My favorite flavor color.
It says on the box, gotta have grape.
Wait a minute. Gotta have grape?
Yeah, it's
oh, that's the name of the flavor?
I don't know. maybe it's a supposition.
Gotta have grape?
Like,
oh.
What's in this? I don't know. It's got to have grape. it says right below that.
Oh, man.
Flavor with other artificial flavors.
Wait, what?
So it's got to have grape flavor with other natural flavors.
Yay.
Gross.
You know, I actually learned, I learned something terrifying about flavoring.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, the body that regulates flavorings, like artificial flavors and...
Like the Food and Drug Administration?
No.
Oh.
No, just the flavoring stuff?
The Illuminati?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's a private company.
That regulates?
That regulates flavor additives.
Big flavors?
Yeah. Big flavor.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's this company.
It's called Big Flavor.
Yeah, it's this company. Nobody knows who runs it, and they don't have an office or anything.
That's nuts.
It is.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, this is what my roommate was telling me.
Oh. Your 24-year-old roommate?
No, no, no. None of my roommates are 24.
Oh, okay.
One's 29.
Oh.
One's 27.
Oh, okay.
And one turned 20 literally 2 days ago.
Okay. This is really interesting. I want to know more about this big flavor.
Yeah. Well,
I wonder if they... And I have some questions for them about this box of nerds.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's no oversight to what's in flavor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like crazy.
Huh.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, like, I was making root beer with my daughters... like a year ago during mm-hmm. the summer. And I got kind of interested in making a traditional root beer from like natural ingredients.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And I found all of the, I got a hold of all the things that you need except for, the sassafras root.
Okay.
No. There was sassafras and sarsaparilla. No, it was sassafras that I was trying to.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The sassafras has, it's apparently a bush, like a fairly bushy tree, mm-hmm. grows in the south, has, and then the bark on the root specifically is what they use for flavoring.
Yeah.
And it also causes cancer if you eat too much of it.
Oh, sweet.
So I made a batch with it just to see, because, you know, if you don't. It's like a cigarette, you know. One is not going to cause cancer. It's
right.
Over a period of time, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll try it. I'll try the traditional and see how it goes. It wasn't that great.
Well, of course not, Ken.
Yeah. And it also could cause cancer if you drink too much of it.
Yeah, so if it's not very good and it causes cancer, I would definitely stay away from it.
No, I'm thinking I'll change it up next time.
Yeah. Add more sugar.
Actually, I think next time I'm going to make like a sarsaparilla because I like sarsaparilla.
I really like sarsaparilla.
Yeah, and it tastes great. And
I was married once.
Oh.
And we were at, it was right around this time of year.
Yeah.
We were at a pumpkin thing.
Uh-huh.
Patch.
Oh, place.
Yeah. We went to a pumpkin patch and it had all the, like, it was like a little farm, you know, had all the, had buildings. Mm-hmm. And they sold refreshments and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And I got myself a nice Sioux City sarsaparilla.
Yeah, how is it?
It's a good sarsaparilla. Well, my wife,
that's a good one.
My wife at the time I was like, oh, have you ever had sarsaparilla? And she's like, no, I have never had sarsaparilla. I'm like, all right, well, here you go. Get ready. Go try the sarsaparilla.
Yeah.
She's like, it's just like weak root beer.
No, it's not just like weak root beer.
And that's kind of when I knew that the whole thing was going to fall apart.
Oh. That was the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I dig a sarsaparilla. I dig a also like the cream sodas.
Yes,
I like those.
See,
okay,
I've never been a fan of the cream sodas.
No, right, well,
no.
But I'm not a root beer fan though. It's too sweet generally and too licorice-y.
Yeah, well that's why I always liked the only root beer I liked was the Barks root beer.
Yeah, yeah,
because it had caffeine in it,
right.
And that gave it that.
That bitter note of, yeah.
It gave it bite. To use their catchphrase.
Yeah.
Made for themselves.
Does
yeah.
have that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess caffeine actually tastes really bitter, so.
Yeah. So it. Barks yeah, all traditional. Yeah.
Has I'm a not, bitter bite.
I am not a huge fan of root beer.
Yeah.
The few times I've been to an A&W, they have like the draft root beer.
Yeah.
And that's kind of worth it.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
But, yeah, just. Root beer is a general thing. I'm like,
Do you like a float?
They're okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of the float.
I don't like the float, to me, far too sweet. The root beer, always really sweet, super sweet to begin with.
Yeah.
And then you just throw ice cream in there and it's like, okay, this is
right.
This is just a bucket of sugar with a straw.
I really like a beer float.
A beer float sounds interesting.
Those are good.
I've never had one. I've always been interested though. Every time I see it,
I'm actually surprised you haven't had one.
I know, right?
That seems like something.
Usually,
right
they're made with
alley.
The kinds of beer that I don't like as much, though, which is probably the major deterrent.
Like what?
Well, like at McMinniman's, you can get like a Ruby float.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't like the Ruby so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I would go with like I always went with the Guinness.
Yeah, like a Guinness or a, sometimes it's like a porters or like chocolate porter or whatever.
You have to set like a really stout beer.
Yeah, yeah, you need a stout beer.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that shit on a Bud Light.
No, that sounds horrible. Yeah. Might as well just pour a glass of water on some ice cream. Call it good.
That would be better. I would rather do that than even just drink a Bud Light.
Yeah.
Well, we have Bud Light or this watered-down vanilla ice cream.
Sign me up.
I'll take the watered-down vanilla ice cream. Kind of like a milkshake.
Yeah. You squint a little. It's like a milkshake. Oh, boy.
I do like milkshakes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Those are really good.
Awesome. Now, one thing that you won't get on Halloween trick-or-treating is a milkshake.
No, that's true.
You only get like the pre-wrapped candies and what have you.
How much
candy did I get?
You probably didn't get a lot, I don't imagine.
No, and all of it was out of my own bowl.
So did you do the whole thing with the kids?
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating? Awesome.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't super looking forward to it. It's
kind of, really?
I don't know, to me it's a little bit boring because you just got to walk around and
Ken, yeah,
the
not,
kids are having
it's
fun.
Not for you, Ken.
I know it's not.
Not everything's
for me,
about
which is,
you.
Which is why I'm like,
why
you know,
you
somebody
so
else
selfish,
could go.
Ken? Why?
I don't have to.
Why are you so selfish?
I'm not.
Just look at your phone.
Now, don't get me wrong. I want the kids to have this experience and have a really good time.
Yeah.
That's important to me, but I don't know that I necessarily have to follow them around. When I was a kid, my parents would send me and my brother and sister out and just kind of turn us loose. Like, go ahead, go trick or treat.
Yeah.
Come back at some point in time. And we would just go and go and go and go and go and have huge loads of candy. Just immense loads of candy.
Let me ask you something. Do your parents like you? Or
Probably. Yeah, you know, kids these days, I don't know. Like Every kid had, like, their parents, like, helicoptering close by, including my kids, who had me and Hillary and her parents and my brother.
Wow, so the whole family went.
My brother and his
fiance. So who was at your house giving out candy?
And my sister was at my house giving out candy.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And then,
so your whole family went.
Basically, yeah. So
wow.
One huge posse. It was like eight people, three kids.
Oh my God. That's rough.
Which is why I was thinking, you know, you guys could just run with this. I don't care to be here.
I have it. What's your sister's name?
Joanne.
You know, I haven't spent enough good quality time with Joanne lately.
Right. And her boyfriend.
Her and I need to have a real heart to heart.
Yeah. Yeah. My sister and her boyfriend were at my house giving away candy. And it was like this huge posse following three little kids around.
Sweet.
I guess.
Sounds awesome. But then
afterward, everybody came over to my house and we, you know, watched some Twilight Zone and Edward Scissorhands. And, it was a nice little wind down, had pizzas and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. We kind of messed up on Halloween.
Oh?
Yeah. Well, we had company over. We had our neighbors. We live the little piece of street we live on. We know we're very good friends with people in two other houses.
Mm-hmm.
Helped us find the house.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So all of them were over. Ken's any more nerds. And we're like, okay, so we had dinner and we're like, okay, we're going to watch a movie. And I'm like, should watch a like really cheesy slasher fic.
Best kind?
Slasher pick, as in picture. And So we were looking through the various streaming services. And what was decided on was the Rob Zombie remake of Halloween.
Oh! Now that one, I feel like I've seen that one. I don't remember anything about it, though.
Yeah, it's...
I remember it was a lot grittier.
Yeah, it was not at all what I was looking for in a movie. It was not...
It wasn't light fare.
I mean, it was not at all. It was really brutal.
Yeah.
And the first 30 minutes are a kid killing a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And I was like, this isn't really... Not that I wouldn't watch that movie under different circumstances, but for like Halloween night, like I was thinking like Nightmare on Elm Street, something really cheesy, like
yeah,
a cheesy 80s classic horror. Yeah, yeah. And which Halloween was.
Well, the original, yes.
Yeah, the original Halloween was. So this did not
I'm not disparaging
the movie in any way because it was good. It just not what we were looking for.
Not light fare.
Not light fare at all.
Hmm.
So I think they switched over to Orphan Black.
Okay, okay.
Well, just because they'd been watching it anyway.
That's more drama than anything, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
So. Not slasher flick either.
Eventually, I was just otherwise occupied with giving out candy and whatnot, so.
Yeah. Keeping the porch occupied.
Yeah, exactly. Manning the porch.
Yeah. Someone's got to.
Yeah. Hiding things anytime the kids walked by. Just put that away for a minute. Kids walking around.
Yeah, we had to, you know, given the downpour and everything, the kids made quite a haul as time went on.
Yeah, there was people, riches out there for those who would brave the
weather.
Storm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and we actually had a decent number show up at my house, and I was telling my sister and her boyfriend, like, just get, if anybody shows up, give them a handful. And they said, oh, yeah, things started getting crazy for a while there. And by the end of the period of time, we were out of candy.
Oh, wow.
And Hillary had brought so much candy this year, and I was really glad that we got rid of it all. So that was good, yeah.
Excellent.
Also, Hillary made some caramel apples.
But now you're marked, so everyone's going to come back next year.
Right.
So you're going to have to buy twice.
Next year,
as much
I'm going
to
be, no, I'm going to be super stingy next year. One.
And hopefully.
Ein Kanti, ein.
Well, so yeah, we were kind of in a similar situation. It was like we didn't have a lot. We had like we got a knock on our door like four times.
Oh, wow.
For a total of like 12 to 15 kids. So not a lot.
Nah, that's pretty light.
And so yeah, I was giving them out like two, three at a time because we did not buy a ton of candy. You know what I hate? Let me tell you something I hate.
Just
Ken.
Just one thing? Or?
Well, just one thing for now.
Okay, okay. Whet my appetite.
Yeah. these little prick kids who are like so demanding about the candy.
Oh?
Yeah. Like this.
Like
little,
in what way? Are they
this
just...
little bastard, he was like 7 years old. He's like, we have a window next to our door. And he's like banging on the window, like, hey!
Hey, come.
Hey!
Give me my candy.
Candy! And I'm like, all right. So I start to go, I grab the bowl, I go over to the door. They're like pushing the door open, these like three kids. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So this kid's like, I'm going to take three of these. Like, okay, sure. And then the adults are like out in the street, like, say trick or treat. And he's like, yeah, okay, trick or treat. So he takes three. He's like, I'm going to take three more. And I'm like, well, okay, hold on.
How about no?
I literally had to say to this child, let's save some for the other kids, okay? Thanks.
Yeah.
And so, like, the other kids got their candy, and I'm just like, God, oh, Jesus.
Wow. Some kids, huh?
Yeah. I was wearing my tiara. It was pretty great.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
We always, usually, you know, after a certain hour, and it's just, like, the teenagers. But then every once in a while, a parent will show up with two, like, kindergartners.
Uh-huh.
And you're, like, looking at your watch.
It's
like,
11:30.
Yeah. Well, not
doing?
Quite that late, but it's, like, 9:30. And you're like,
yeah,
these kids should be in bed.
Yeah. Right.
They've also got pillowcases. Mm-hmm. And, you know, parents, take your damn kids home.
Seriously.
Put them to fucking bed.
Right.
What the hell are you doing?
There should be like a moratorium time of like, don't trick or treat for this time.
And usually the teenagers, when they show up, if they're not wearing a costume, I just tell them to get off my porch. That's how I get marked.
Then you get to clean the egg off the next day.
I don't care.
Okay.
They deserve it.
Does that ever actually happen with eggs?
You know, my house has been egged.
Really?
But not on Halloween.
Okay.
Just on a
let me guess.
It was like a random fucking
Labor Day.
Labor Day? I don't know. It was like a random Tuesday night.
Oh, okay.
I went out and like, there's egg on my garage door, egg on my car. I'm like, what the? Come on, kids. Get it together, right?
Yeah.
If you're young, you're into mischief, you don't just egg some random dude's house. Yeah. You find your teachers. You egg their house.
Right?
Yeah. You find, you know, your gym teacher. You egg his house.
Exactly.
And his car, his like Tercel or whatever he's got out there. I'm just some random person. I'm
subtle
like,
dig at the gym teacher.
Yeah, you're not gonna like, you're not gonna actually, you know, prove your point of like, I'm growing up and I don't know what to do with myself.
Listen,
to
Mister,
me.
My 85 Tercel only has 85,000 miles on it. I will have you know.
Oh, they put 1,000 miles on it every year.
Yes, I drive it to see my mother. The rest of the time, I run everywhere.
I jog to work.
Jog to work and the grocery store. I only eat bananas and graham crackers.
Now drop and give me 20.
I'm an adult. I'm not going to do that. Do it. Okay.
Do you want to go to the office?
Oh. No idea. Oh, man. I have to go back to my high school pretty soon.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did they... Oh, right. You were going to get some paperwork worked on.
Yeah, I still got to do that. Especially since I might actually need to show someone that I have a diploma eventually.
It could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I have literally never been asked to show it.
Well, I mean, okay. But, so.
That doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
A situation may arise when I have a background check.
Oh, well,
soon. So, like, if that matched up, that'd be...
I've never had it come up in my background checks.
So, I know what I want to be when I grow up.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what I want to be when I grow up.
What would you decide on?
So, I got my certification packet, and I'm going to work on being certified as a doula.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, now, a doula is a person... Who
stands in the middle of the street with a six-gun strapped to their side.
Wait, no,
that's a duelist. Sorry,
no,
I got that.
No, you're thinking,
again.
No. A doula is a person, yes, who has another person that looks just like them. Right?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Taylor Swift and I are going to go around.
It's uncanny.
It's uncanny. Well, like the specific reason I mentioned Taylor Swift is because like they have those all those dumb internet things that I always do them, but I never post them.
Which pop star are you?
So I was like, what celebrity do you look the most like? And it gave me like a 70% on Taylor Swift. And I'm like, Taylor, I'm hot, but I am sorry for you.
There was a meme going around a while back with, like, what does your name mean?
Yeah. And, I remember that.
Were a whole bunch of sincere ones for a while, and then suddenly all these funny ones started popping up, like, bullshit, and yeah. it was like enlightened individual or something.
Yeah, after seeing a couple of them, it was like, oh, this is obviously crap.
Yeah, this is utter crap. But anyway...
My favorite one recently has been the "How have you changed over the years?" and it has people's pictures going back.
Oh
like
yeah,
five
that's
years.
That's a popular one right now.
I didn't really take pictures of myself before last year, so it was like one picture of just my eyes from 2011, then a picture from last year, and a picture from this year.
Oh boy,
I kind of didn't exist before last year, so I guess that's appropriate.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, that's a good one. So Adula,
yes.
Adula. Now maybe you could explain for our podcast listeners what Adula does.
No, I really don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I mean,
just jumping in feet first. Sounded good. I like the sound of the word.
My ex-wife wanted a doula.
Yeah.
And her mother said, "I will be your doula." And then I don't know what she did other than hang out during a birth.
Well, now I'm not key to like all the intricacies of what goes on exactly.
I'm not either.
Yeah. So I need to read the packet.
Okay.
I have the basic idea. So it's like you provide comfort and advice to the mother to be, and you advocate, you help them advocate for the health care they want from their doctors and things. And
that's important.
If their doctor doesn't want, their doctor's like going to do something that they don't want to do, whatever it is, you negotiate with
them. You put up the old stop sign.
Yeah. And it's more like counseling the mother to be, to ask.
To
and like
be
give them,
an advocate.
Give them your,
yeah.
It's not like
for
speaking
yeah.
for them, but giving them advice on how to speak to their health.
Like, hey, this is your chance to tell the doctors
but
what
then,
you want.
Like, providing comfort and advice.
Yeah.
And,
I guess
like,
you get kind
helping
of...
Helping with, like, help with their partner, you know, negotiating through that difficult time. And
Fuck out of the room. Fuck out.
part of it is, like, from what I've read, part of it is gauging what the level of involvement their partner is going to have, like based on what they're comfortable with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff like that.
So yeah, and like I can understand, you know, on the surface, it makes a lot of sense to me to have somebody there that has been through it before. Because if you're a first time, you know, mother giving birth for the first time, it's like you just don't know what the hell to expect or what is possible.
Yeah.
You know, and so like a doula, I assume, would be somebody who's been through it before, knows what's going to happen, what you can do and can't do, and what can you ask for and that kind of thing to help yourself out.
Help you make the best decisions for you.
Yeah. So that sounds like a great job. That sounds like a very rewarding job, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just like I realized I have like way too much empathy for my own good.
So, you're trying to get rid of some of it?
Well, no. Seriously.
That's an empathy joke.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Well, I just want to put it to good use, like helping people.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah. So they have the birth doulas, the postpartum doulas, separate certifications, which I'm going to maybe try and go for them at the same time, see what the...
That's interesting that...
Yeah.
That... Huh, okay. So the postpartum doula would be like help with the baby.
Yeah.
Like, this is cool. That's awesome.
Especially helping with the mental state of the mother afterwards.
Yeah, that can be challenging. Having only
or birthing parent, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
Yes, you will. We will.
I did.
We will.
Yeah.
We'll do that. really, like, the long-term goal,
uh-huh.
if I'm being really ridiculous about it,
yeah,
is being...
Go
like,
all the way.
Like a multi-discipline, like, healer, like do massage and things like that. And, like,
cool.
I'm thinking, like, it's weird because I've never really thought, like, way down the pipe.
Uh-huh.
Like, about things I'm going to do with my life.
Yeah.
But, so it's weird to think of it that way, but, like, see where that all that goes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well.
And help people, because I like helping people.
That's,
and
yeah.
I
that's a noble thing.
Suck at computers.
Well, you know, as with everything, uh-huh. computers, you know, it just takes practice and, you know.
Yeah. No,
having a purpose also, like, I sucked at computers until... At a fairly young age, my uncle said, hey, I need help with, you know, doing some stuff on computers. And I was like, I will try. I do not know what will happen.
You're
but
young.
I will try.
You know computers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You're a kid. You think like a computer, right? I have these jobs for you. So I would do that. In fact, I used to get paid like relatively well for... Oh, yeah. You know, being pretty young and trying to figure out all this data processing and data
right.
entry stuff, and for my uncle. And the kids, everybody at school always thought that I was a drug dealer because I had like a decent amount of like disposable income
yeah.
for being pretty young. And,
oh, okay.
And yeah. And then I got, I bought my friend's dad's Cadillac.
Yeah.
And then they were like, certain. After
okay.
that, I was
okay, kids stealing coke. Right. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, there's yeah. obviously no other.
I feel like 50% of Cadillac owners are coke dealers.
Probably. I
mean, yeah, yeah.
It could be. I wasn't getting enough of a cut, though.
Yeah.
It was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, like.
So, yeah.
Long story short, I at one point in time, I did not know anything about computers. And now I make a, you know. Lots of code. I write lots of code and do okay with it. You know.
But yeah, it's, yeah. Like, so I think helping people—that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's noble. That's really good.
Yeah, and I can like totally like lord it over people. Like, yeah.
You know.
Oh, so
I helped you.
You work at Chipotle. Yeah, I help people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, nighttime manager.
And sometimes
manager
I could use
at the
help.
Gas station.
Yeah, and then Saturday carving pumpkins, prepping for our Halloween extravaganza. And Hillary does such a nice job on the decorations every year, and it's always very sad the day after Halloween when we take them all down.
Yeah,
all right, repack all the boxes.
I did see those same decorations as the soup.
Yeah, so they were up by the soup party. Yeah.
Yeah. Very well done.
We usually, shoot for, I don't remember when we put those up usually. Maybe it's Labor Day or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, or it's October 1st or something.
Right.
We usually get a good month out of the Halloween decorations, and then they all get boxed up and put back in the garage, and then there's this like lull between, through Thanksgiving where we have like a couple.
Not if
of,
you're some major retailers, oh.
you know, whatever.
God.
Those guys suck.
But
there's kind of in my house anyway. There's a lull between Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and then Thanksgiving weekend is the weekend that I put up all of the damn Christmas lights.
Yeah, which, sweet.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw my display last year, but it is epic.
I don't think I did.
It's epic. Well,
whatever it is this year, I'll check it out.
Awesome. And then that goes to January 1st.
Yeah.
Which is the day they give you off work so you can take down all of the crazy Christmas lights that you put up.
Is that what that's for?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was to sleep off the hangover.
Nope. Well, you do that, and then you get up, and then you spend the rest of the day taking down Christmas lights.
This last New Year's Eve, I got so drunk, it took me 2 days to sleep off the hangover. I was in bed for like two solid days afterwards.
That's a serious hangover.
Yeah, I really went to town.
Wow.
That was great.
Yeah?
Had a good time.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't have the opportunity to do that.
It's the last time I've drank like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You learned your lesson.
Yeah. Just like, oh, God. I just get sick every time I drink.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to, I go easy on it.
Start knocking beers out of people's hands at party.
Yeah, slap.
Pretty, yeah.
No more. Slap.
No, I mean, I do that because I'm drunk and an idiot.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after after the January 1st, then there's kind of another
lull.
Great stretch.
Well,
of
no,
time
there's not. No, there's not because January's my birthday.
Oh, well, I mean, after your birthday. I mean,
obviously.
Then the anticipation starts to build for next year.
Exactly. It's so close. In fact, I'm going to have, like, I'm super excited for next year because I'm going to have my birthday.
Yeah.
Then February, I'm also going to have another party for my renaming.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
There's a L-anniversary?
Yeah, L-anniversary.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Wow, I'm looking forward to the L-anniversary.
Super excited. It's on February 6th. So
what do you give somebody for their L-anniversary?
I prefer gold bullion.
Okay. I'll
plenty
check
of it.
My pockets. I don't think the chances are that great, but...
So, yeah, that might be directly on the day of the Super Bowl, because it's early February.
The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
I'm.
It's sure to happen one of these times.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not. I'm not usually.
In fact, I'm gonna check my calendar. Yeah. Not that matters to me specifically. It's not like I would. I probably wouldn't watch the Super Bowl, but people going to parties.
Yeah.
I don't really. Sports people. Like
yeah.
That.
Sports people.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's on a Wednesday anyway, so.
Okay. Well, Super Bowl happens on a Sunday.
Well, that's exactly my point.
Oh, okay.
The 6th,
okay,
which is the day of my renaming, is on a Wednesday next year.
Oh, okay.
I believe it was on a Friday this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, with the...
Beware, Friday the 12th.
Yeah.
We actually have a Friday the 13th coming up in a... couple weeks. Dun dun dun. The re-Halloweening. You have to put your Halloween decorations back up.
Start dumping out the bins that are crap.
We have to
crap.
Put everything back up. That should be like a special thing. If there's a Friday the 13th in November, there should be a Fortnight of Terror.
A fortnight of terror.
Yeah, from Halloween to the 13th of November.
I love it.
That Friday.
Yeah.
I think this is like my best idea ever.
This is a great idea.
Yeah.
Wait, is this is there actually a Friday the 13th next month?
Yeah.
Are we amidst a fortnight
of terror?
Not next
month, this month.
Huh?
It's the first, Ken.
Oh. Are we?
Yeah, and there's going to be a Friday the 13th.
So we're in
this
the
month.
Fortnite of Terror.
Yeah, we're in the Fortnite of Terror right
Ye
now.
Gods!
Yeah. It's awesome. I made a new thing.
Yeah.
This is so
What are you
going
to do for your Fortnite of Terror?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be really scared the whole time.
Wah! Don't sneak up on me like that.
It'll just be...
Jeez, he did it again.
It'll just be like Halloween. I know, I'm sneaking around everywhere.
Yeah.
You can barely...
It's the Fortnite of Terror, okay?
The lighting
Shit's scary.
Is really low. I'm wearing black.
God.
Just keep... Sneaking up on
Jesus. Fortnite of Terror, I love it.
Yeah, Fortnite of Terror.
I declare that we will have a Fortnite of Terror, and during this Fortnite of Terror, you shall watch scary movies until the 13th of November.
Yeah. It's Halloween for the next 2 weeks, guys. You heard it from us.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'll watch scary movies.
Totally.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I declare this podcast adjourned. Please rate and review us on iTunes.
You can find Notoriously Unreliable on Twitter at NotReliable.
You can like our page on Facebook.
You can follow us at notoriouslyunreliable.tumblr.com
or visit our homepage at notoriouslyunreliable.com.
Come on.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Speaking of fuck. Fuck daylight savings time.
Oh.
God damn it.
Darn it. I thought it was going to be a notorious interval after dark there for a second.